Capital budgeting tools. Capital budgeting tools help decision makers analyze the potential of different capital investment options and select investments. Some tools are easier to use than others. Some can be used to narrow a field of project proposals. Exhibit 9-22 shows a decision tree that uses some of these tools in the capital budgeting process. Exhibit 9-22. Capital budgeting process. The process begins by applying tools that focus on the outcomes of the investment. How much value will accrue to the organization as a result of the investment? Return on investment and payback period are simple tools that answer the question about whether there will be any positive value created by the project. If the project passes this test, it may be submitted to further study, especially when the investment is long-term. Here, net present value and internal rate of return are used to include the impact of cash inflows, revenue from the project, and outflows, payments, debt interest, over time. The slate of projects that appear promising may be further subjected to a profitability index analysis that helps rank opportunities in order of financial attractiveness. Return on investment, ROI. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines return on investment, ROI, as a relative measure of financial performance that provides a means for comparing various investments by calculating the profits returned during a specified time period. In theory of constraints, ROI is calculated by subtracting operating expenses from throughput and then dividing that amount by the investment. C. Payback. ROI is calculated using the following formula. An ROI above zero is seen as positive, but ROI provides a limited picture of profitability. It does not reflect the impact of time or the costs of borrowing on the investment. As a simple analysis, it can help screen investments for further analysis. Residual income is an improvement over ROI because it adds a requirement to ROI. The investment must not only generate a positive return, it must be a return of a certain magnitude. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines residual income as the net operating income that an investment center earns above the minimum required return on its operating assets. Residual income is calculated in the following manner. Residual income is also known as economic value added. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines economic value added as, in managerial accounting, the net operating profit earned above the cost of capital for a profit center. This measure encourages investments that enhance the value of the organization to its investors. Payback. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines payback as a method of evaluating an investment opportunity that provides a measure of the time required to recover the initial amount invested in a project. C. Capital budgeting, return on investment, or OI. Payback period. The time required to recoup the investment is calculated using the following formula. For example, say that a manufacturer buys a new piece of equipment for $20,000. It is estimated that it will increase productivity compared to the current equipment at a savings of $15,000 per year. The payback period is. The investment with the shorter payback period is usually preferable, since a shorter period of investment is less risky and increases the organization's liquidity, while the payback period is easy to compute. If annual cash savings can be clearly quantified, it does not consider the time value of money, which can make a difference in a long payback period. There is a method called discounted payback period that does consider the interest earning value of money over time by discounting the cash flows to present value prior to the analysis. Usually these are after-tax cash flows that add back depreciation. This method is not addressed here. These methods stop at the break-even point. By not considering cash inflows after this point, the analysis may miss the impact of significant but delayed benefits or costs. Time value of money. Before we look at the cash flow-based tools, we need to consider the concept of the time value of money, which is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the difference in the valuation of an amount of funds at the present time and the value of that same amount of funds at a future time based on the earning power of investing the same funds at the present time at the prevailing interest rate or required rate of return. C. Discount rate, discounted cash flow, present value, net present value, NPV. In other words, if an organization invested $50,000 today in a capital project and received $50,000 in benefits a year from now, it would have lost money on its investment. This is because of the effects of inflation and because the money could have earned interest if it had been invested or earned profit if used in a different operation that generated a positive return. Time value adjustments are made with discounted cash flow analysis tools that incorporate the cost of capital, which includes the costs of equity and debt, and the cost of risk. Discounted cash flow is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a method of investment analysis utilizing the time value of money in which estimated future cash flows are converted, for example, discounted, to their value at the present time. C. Net present value, NPV, present value, time value of money. Discount rates are based on market rates, the risk of the investment, and industry factors. Time value calculations are usually made in spreadsheets or other financial analysis tools, or they can be found in published tables that specify factors based on the applicable interest rate and the length of the investment. Net present value. Net present value, NPV, is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a metric used to determine the profitability of an investment by comparing the present value of expected cash flowing in revenue with that of cash flowing out expenses for a certain time period. C. Capital budgeting, discounted cash flow, time value of money. The formula for net present value follows. For an example with different single sum cash flows in two future periods, if the discount rate is 12%, this would be expressed as 0.12 in the equation, and 1 plus 0.12 would be 1.12 for the denominator of the first fraction shown in the equation. And for the second fraction shown, it would be calculated as 1.12 squared. Note that if the project has only one future cash flow, then you need only one cash flow calculation for the period in question. If there are more than two future periods, an additional cash flow calculation for each period can be added. A given period's cash flow is divided by 1 plus the discount rate calculated with an exponent power that matches the future period. There are other ways to calculate NPV. Most NPV calculations are actually done using a spreadsheet tool such as Excel, which has a formula for NPV. Here is a longer explanation of how to calculate NPV. Identify the anticipated net cash flows from the project over the project's lifetime. This is the investment's future value, FE. Each period's cash flow would be separately calculated at this point, such as in a spreadsheet with an entry per period. If there are cash inflows and outflows for a period, the net cash flow would be the difference between the two. Usually a project or opportunity will have a cash outflow, initial investment, in the present, and this is placed in period zero. And then each future period, starting with period one, has a net cash inflow. Adjust the future values into the value today, or the present value, PV. The initial investment is in the present, so it does not need to be adjusted. The assumption is that a dollar received a year from now is worth less than a dollar today, because it reflects the minimum required rate of return. An investment may be producing cash inflows, but this comes with a price tag, the rate the organization has to pay to borrow the money for the project or the rate it would be earning by investing the same amount elsewhere. Organizations often have a defined minimum required rate of return for their investments. FE can be converted into PV by multiplying FE by a factor that represents the value of a dollar invested at a given rate for a given amount of time, the PV factor. If the inflows are simplified to be the same for each period, then the factor can be located in a present value of an ordinary annuity table by finding the intersection of the number of periods in total, the length of the investment, and the required rate of return. Note that the math formula for present value of an annuity could instead be used. And this formula, or the tables discussed here, can be found online. If the inflows are different in each period, then each period's factor can be located in a present value of a single sum table for the period and the required rate of return. Alternately, the equation presented above can be used for these single sum calculations. If the inflows are separately adjusted to PV by period, sum them afterward. Compare the PV of all future cash inflows in total with the initial investment in the present. The difference between the initial investment and the PV is the NPV. A positive NPV indicates that the project will return a value that exceeds the required return on investment. Exhibit 9-23 shows an NPV analysis of the capital project discussed above, the purchase of new equipment. The present value of receiving $5,000 per year for 20 years is calculated using a PV factor of 7.47. The time value of an ordinary annuity of $1 received each year for 20 years given a 12% discount rate. So, present value equals a $5,000 annual cash inflow times 7.47, or $37,350. This is a discounted rate from the $5,000 times 20 years, which is $100,000 before being discounted. The NPV will be $17,350. Exhibit 9-23. NPV analysis. NPV provides a good picture of whether the project will add to organizational value or destroy value. If negative, even a small positive NPV is a good thing, since even an NPV of zero for the entire organization's outputs in total would mean that the organization is in a position to pay its employees and suppliers and stay in business, though the owners may not be happy. When several alternatives exist, the highest NPV is often considered as the primary decision factor by many financial professionals. NPV does require an estimate of the project's initial cash outflow, which may not be certain at the time of the analysis, and a detailed forecast of the net cash inflows over the length of the investment period, which may not be correct. Internal rate of return. The internal rate of return, IRR, is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the rate of compound interest at which the company's outstanding investment is repaid by proceeds from the project. C. Capital budgeting. The IRR is essentially a way to convert NPV into a project yield rate. Mathematically, the IRR is the rate of return the organization is receiving when the project's present value equals the initial investment, or the point at which the NPV is zero. This rate is then compared to the hurdle rate, which the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as the minimum acceptable rate of return on a project. The hurdle rate is determined by the organization and is usually based on its cost of capital, costs related to borrowing plus the expected returns from investors. If the IRR exceeds this hurdle rate, the project is acceptable because it will create organizational value. If there are several alternatives, the one with the highest IRR is preferred. Like NPV, IRR considers the time value of money. Because IRR is time-consuming to calculate manually, it is typically calculated in a spreadsheet such as Excel. Profitability Index. Profitability Index is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as, in financial management, the net present value of a projected stream of income from a project, potential investment, divided by the investment in the project. It is used to select among competing potential investments. In the data provided earlier for net present value, the profitability index would be a profitability index greater than 1 is preferable. The profitability index is generally used to rank investment choices.